Well, Bart, we made it to episode 69.
No title needed for this one. It's pretty self-explanatory.
Yep. And that's pretty much 90% of the stories you and I found. So.
Yeah, which, I mean, we usually fall down this rabbit hole in some way or another, but now the episode number just gives us an excuse.
Yeah, we fell pretty hard on this one, didn't we?
Yeah.
So what do you say, since we have a plethora of stories to go with this episode. What do you say? Do we want to just dive on in?
Let's dive right on in here.
Let's go ahead first. You said you've got the first one, which is called Missing Link.
Yes. So a 9-year-old boy who was following his dog tripped over a rock and found what scientists are saying is a new discovery in determining the missing link.
Yep.
The fossils they found of Australopithecus sediba were found in 2008 after the boy stopped to examine a rock he tripped over in what's now called the Malapa fossil site in South Africa. Apparently, the rock was a human bone, and there were two partial skeletons there with it. Each partial skeleton was more complete than the famous Lucy hominin that was found in 1974 in Ethiopia. So this gives them a lot more to work.
Mm-hmm.
After 10 years of study, there's a new report from this that's announced that these two skeletons are from the same species, and the species is likely to be the proverbial missing link, the transitional species between that became the first human.
So this is before aliens dissected and put back together, right?
Of course. The study found that this species is unique and shares similarities with Australopithecus africanus and early members of the Homo genus, suggesting that there's a close evolutionary relationship. They found that this species was also closely related to the Homo genus and fills in a key gap in the chain of human evolution between early humans and apes. The Australopithecus sediba adapted to terrestrial bipedalism, just walking on 2 feet, and spent a lot of time climbing in trees, probably foraging and running from predators. They also had the ability to grasp, so it suggested that they used a lot of tools.
So basically, it's a chimpanzee.
Basically, it's the transition from chimpanzee to human.
That's interesting. I don't know. You think it's one of us, or do you think it's just one of them?
I think it's probably closer to us.
I think it's basically like Bigfoot. It's just, you know, you get one species, it just replaces the next, and then the next one gets replaced. That's just us. Bigfoot's going to replace us.
Yeah.
We're going to get replaced. It's all good.
Our next story actually also involves a dog, just like the first one.
With the sex in the woods?
A dog walker in the UK.
Oh yeah, I see. This woman sees bloody, blood smeared couple having sex in a woods. Which I thought that would have been here, but that's hilarious. That was UK. A dog walker in the UK recently stumbled across a couple having sex while smeared in blood and surrounded by a group of chanting women. So not your average trip to the park then. Wow, it's something I would expect it here, you know, here in like where we live or something. Woman told cops she was out walking her pooch near the Hawksworth Woods Trail just off of Craigside walk in Kirkstall, Leeds, when she came across the bizarre scene. People were sent out to investigate the report, public indecency, and they said they upon the number of patrols in the area. Woman said she didn't want to reveal her identity. I let the dog off for a run, and he went to the top of the wood near near a field where kids play and people walk. He disappeared, and I heard what I thought was shouting. So, so I went to get him, as he is a big softy, but I thought he had scared someone. Yeah, he scared the people having sex, right?
Yeah.
Oh, if he's anything like any dog, he'd be sitting there trying to lick him. Poor people, you know, having some sex chant something or other going on, and dog walks in and licks them. What if we lick the dude in the butt? Can you imagine getting goosed? Well, then again, at that point, would the dog try to hump him? That'd be kind of hilarious. It sounded like someone shouted in a different language. Then I saw a lady in her late 30s laid on a white plastic sheet. Yeah, that doesn't sound creepy or like murdery.
Yeah.
She said, yeah, murdery, go fig. She says that when she first spotted the woman, she thought she was dead. But as she got nearer, she saw a man. It gets even stranger as the woman says the man took blood from a dead bird and put it on the woman's face before they went on to have sex. I'm just going to stand here and watch, you know, hey, I dragged the dog away. The dog is probably quite interesting. I dragged the dog away and my friend. So she had to drag the dog and the friend away. I walked away. Then about 10 minutes later, I walked back that way. And my friend said she saw at least five other women clothed around them. The couple. And we realized they were chanting. He didn't rip out a cell phone?
That's it. That's what I don't understand about this. You like, get proof.
That's just like Bigfoot. Oh, shit. It ran across the street. Wait, where's my phone? You know?
Yeah. But these are people. They're going to, you know, it's less of a chance for them to run as fast as Bigfoot would.
We decided to go back and ring the police as it seemed odd because they knew people were there and just carried on. Well, people were watching and the dog was licking and yeah, you know, no one cared.
Yeah.
We checked back later to see if they've gone and they were dressed in tunics and walking away as nothing happened and had the sheet folded over their arms. Okay. It was a completely bizarre. You could say that again. A spokesperson for West Yorkshire Police said police received a report of a public indecency at the trail in Leeds yesterday afternoon. Police have stepped up patrols in the area. Well, I suppose they have to.
Yeah.
Oh, I highly doubt it's something they've never really seen before. It's just, you know, she had to chase her dog and her friend away from trying to get involved. And this is the one I sent you. And this is not the only one. Although Greg was asking me about this one when he came and helped. Came and dropped Ken off to get my tire fixed. Meet the Chinese lumberjack who slept with a 10-foot tall, 6-finger alien woman. Sounds like a naked Bigfoot.
Yeah.
And this is at the first. Well, I wonder if he draws naked pictures too, because that's what the other guy did.
That other guy that kept painting all the pictures of his first encounter.
The one he's still continuously sleeping with. He's got who knows how many space children.
Yeah.
You want to take lumberjack or you want me to?
I will take this one.
I did not know Chinese that they would consider them lumberjacks.
Well, let's see. It says the man Meng Zagao. I know I'm pronouncing that wrong.
We'll just say Meng. We'll just call him Meng.
Yeah, he said over a cell phone and it's a faded signal. If you can't find me, just head to the last house on the Longing Commune Lane or ask anyone who's around. Everyone knows the first Chinese person to allegedly be abducted by alien.
The first one to admit he was abducted.
Yeah. China is summiting once unseen heights in world ranking. Yet despite being slightly larger in area than the United States with four times as many people, China trails behind when it comes to visitors from outer space. To date, only one Chinese person, this lumberjack, Meng, claims to have slept with one. A rural worker from northeast China's Wuxiang city took a lie detector test to prove that this happened. He said when he first, the article writer, he said when they first visited Meng at his home on the Red Flag logging commune along the remains of a forest. On the commune, Meng lived in a 2-room timber frame house he'd built on his own. And he says, out there, it only picks up 2 channels. So it's a waste of time to have a TV. Cows cost money to take care of. What am I gonna do with a cow out here? So basically, he built his own home and is secluded with pretty much nothing. Meng says that he saw a helicopter had crashed, so he set out to scavenge it for scrap, says he made it to the lip of the valley, spying the wreckage in the distance when all of a sudden something hit him square in the forehead and he was knocked out. Waking up at home, with no memory of how he got there. A few nights later, he woke up finding himself floating above his bed as his wife slept below him, a 10-foot-tall, six-fingered alien woman with thighs coated in braided hair straddled his waist. Meng and the alien copulated for 40 minutes.
He was able to go that long?
Apparently.
But how was his wife sleeping under him? I'm confused. Is he floating and staring down at her as she slept?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
I'm thinking bunk beds. They don't have space, so they just have bunk beds.
She then disappeared through the wall, and I floated back onto the bed. She left me with this. He undid his pants to reveal a two-inch-long jagged mark that he insisted bore only a coincidental resemblance to a scar resulting from a slipped stroke of a saw. I mean, if you want an excuse of that, no, you did not, you were careful with the saw and you did not cut yourself. I mean, it's an extensive excuse, but...
I almost expect you to say his penis. You said he pulled out for a 2-inch, and I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
You know, the saw slipped. Oops.
He drew the creature, and it says, the author said, to his surprise, he recognized the alien. He made two X's on the alien's inner thighs, and it appeared that Meng was sketching a hairy cousin of the Michelin Man. Meng told the story calmly, not in a desperate or pleading tone, in a desperate or pleading tone, cajoling the reader to believe.
So he's cheating on his wife with the Michelin Man. Alien. Or an alien, but I was going to say the Michelin Man. Michelin Man could be an alien.
Yeah.
He's proceeding to, like, mark up and scratch up. But what happened? Well, I have a question. Is there a chance he could get space herpes?
It's hard to say. Maybe that's why he's got the scar.
He got leftover space herpes. Okay. Alrighty. Go on. Sorry. I got sidetracked.
Okay. In China, the government monitors faith in anything but the Communist Party, but an expression of belief in extraterrestrials is permitted, as it falls under the purview of astronomy and scientific socialism. After Meng's story circulated among enthusiasts, the media came calling, leading to his appearance in national newspapers and television. Journalists look for discrepancies in my stories, he said the next morning. I get tired of telling it. In the end, I'm just a peasant. Months after the alien had visited him, he said he again awoke to find his body passing through the world map hanging over his bed. He levitated through the stratosphere and into a spaceship where aliens circled him. They said in Chinese, but with a heavy accent, so it was hard for me to understand at first, that they were refugees. Like me, they wanted to escape their former lives, so they left their dying home. So, he's saying, what they were saying was what many Chinese migrants had said when they traveled all over. Meng asked to see his alien paramour, the one with braided hair, and they said that it was impossible. But then they said something that made him hopeful, that in 60 years on a distant planet, the son of a Chinese peasant will be born. So, according to Meng, he had introduced Chinese class consciousness to outer space.
I still think he got space herpes. Okay. Moving on to... All right. Moving on to the next one. Another case of don't do it. Happened in Florida. No shocker. A Florida woman shot after performing sexual act for Pringles and $5. A shooting at a gas station left the woman in the hospital on Monday night. Sheriffs found the victim at 10:30 Monday night with a gunshot wound to her shoulder. According to investigators, described her injury as non-life-threatening. The woman reportedly told deputies she agreed to perform a sexual act with a man in exchange for Pringle potato chips and $5. Must have been pretty damn good potato chips. When the deed was done, he asked for his $5 back and shot the woman. Huh. What was wrong with that? $5 in Pringles and you still want your money back, Lord.
Yeah, this whole event was ridiculous.
The beginning to the end. And this next one is... Don't self-help yourself. Man treated in hospital after injecting himself with his own semen. A 33-year-old man required medical treatment at a Dublin hospital after repeatedly injecting himself with his own semen in an unusual attempt to treat his long-standing lower back pain. The man developed an abscess on his right arm where he had been injecting himself on a monthly basis for 1.5 years. A radiograph also reveals, excess water fluid under his skin. An intravenous antimicrobial drip to treat the problems was started immediately, but he opted to discharge himself without allowing doctors to make an incision to drain the local collection. The case was revealed in a report published by the Irish Medical Journal, titled "Seemingly Harmless Back Pain, an Unusual Presentation of a Subcutaneous Abscess." The author of the case reported to conduct a review of sources and information regarding the use of semen for treatment of back pain or other conditions. No source. She concluded that there are no other reported cases of intravenous semen injection to be found anywhere in medical literature, and a broader search of the internet found no source that recommended this as a cure. Yeah, the doctors actually had to look it up to find out if this was an actual cure.
Yeah, why did you even have to look that up?
Maybe there is an old wives' tale. The patient had presented in hospital complaining of sudden severe lower back pain. He said he had lifted a heavy object 3 days before, which his symptoms worsened. A physical examination of his upper and lower limbs identified a small red papule on his right arm. He disclosed at this stage that he had been injecting his own semen as an method of treating back pain. He had devised this cure independent of any medical advice and revealed that injected one monthly dose of semen for 18 consecutive months using the hypodermic needle that he bought on the internet. The red area spread down his arm and hardened around the entire wound over the course of the next 24 hours. The doctor described the case as unique and said that it demonstrates the risk of treatments that are relied upon prior to clinical research and the performed trials. Yeah, there's no trials. It says, please, you know, inject yourself with your own semen.
Yeah.
And this next one, don't do it. We don't recommend doing any of this.
No. In fact, why did it ever have to happen in the first place?
Well, the zookeeper...
To remind people not to do it.
The zookeeper learned the hard way. And of course, in Florida, again, a zoo employee killed while attempting to rape an alligator. Good on him. The alligator, not the dude. I'm sure he was pretty salty. You want this one or you want me to read the salty alligator?
I will get this one. So, spokesman for the Naples Police Department said that 24-year-old Jimmy Olsen, of course his name has to be Jimmy Olsen, was engaged in full sexual intercourse with one of the younger reptiles when he was surprised by one of the larger animals attacking him from behind.
I tried to get him some, and the funny part is he's a redhead to boot.
Of course. He was caught by the throat by the alligator, who dragged him underwater and drowned him. They discovered his dismembering body floating in the pool of the alligator enclosure 2.5 hours after he was drowned.
So it wasn't the alligator that actually he was raping. It was one of its buddies came up and said, hell no.
Yeah.
So I wonder if it was an alpha male, like the male of the group.
I'm thinking that was the case. In 2002, three employees of the Columbus Zoo were condemned after it was revealed zookeepers allowed people into the zoo after hours very purpose.
Hold on, you missed a spot. The images captured by security cameras show that Mr. Olsen had clearly placed himself in a very vulnerable position. He had his pants around his knees and was lying down on top of one of the animals. With his back to the others, the poor guy didn't stand a chance. We could see him being dragged into the water, then he disappears from sight. He probably was dead within 30 seconds of the attack. Okay, and you said an O2 employees?
Yeah, I guess employees of the Columbus Zoo were letting people in after hours to do this exact thing for money.
To rape alligators?
Yes.
What the fuck? That would be kind of pointy and prickly. What the hell? This next one is another what the hell. Russian Navy unveils new weapon that makes enemies hallucinate and vomit. Sounds like a wonderful time, huh, Bart?
Yeah.
Two Russian naval vessels have been fitted with a defense weapon, which during testing causes some subjects to hallucinate and vomit because of its disorienting effects. Russia's domestic state news agency reported that a Russian military contractor had begun supplying the Navy with the weapon. Sounds almost like an EMP or something like that.
Yeah, it does sound very much.
What is that? The infrasound? Because I know infrasound can really screw you up. Visual optical interference device. Name, Filin. Filin. 5P42. The weapon's name translates to Eagle Owl in English. The technology was developed to dazzle incapacitate attackers, has been deployed on the Russian naval freights. Reported that the weapon fires a beam similar to a strobe light, which hinders the enemy's ability to see the ship. So it makes you blind. Weapon can also suppress night vision technology, laser targeting systems, and anti-tank missiles up to a distance of more than 3 miles. Oh yeah, if you can't see and you're too busy puking, you're not going to notice.
Yeah.
Testing of the weapon found that volunteers... Yay, Bert, let's go be a volunteer. I'm going to be blinded and vomit. You know, let's go.
I'll pass.
Let's just go and just, you know, hey, why not, right? Found that volunteers who attempted to hit target protected by the Flynn with sniper rifles, assault weapons, and machine guns all experienced difficulty with aiming. Well, duh, they're too busy vomiting. They ain't going to keep, you know, your eyes are going to water. You're not going to be able to see straight. They were unable to see the target. But maybe this is where the four-foot owls come in. Almost half of the test subjects, 45%, said they experienced dizziness, nausea, and the feeling of disorientation. A further 20% said they suffered hallucinations and described a ball of light moving in front of their eyes. Hey, they figured out how to make Foo Fighters. Two further warships currently under construction are expected to be fitted with the device. Russia and U.S. Relations reached a new aneared, whatever that is. Saturday after Moscow withdrew from a landmark Cold War nuclear retreat. I thought we did. I thought we withdrew from the retreat.
I thought so too.
So did we do it, then they did it? Who knows? Someone obviously pulled out, so who knows who pulled out first, right?
Yeah.
Russia pulled out was by the U.S. withdrawal one day earlier. We pulled out. So that's pre-ejaculation, right? They pulled out first.
Yeah.
President Trump and the U.S. defense official have accused Russia of developing weapons that contravene whatever of the treaty announcing the U.S. withdrawal. Please, U.S. has been doing some heavy shit to its own people. You've heard of, well, I think Dew's real, but also have you heard of you know how we have like our ambassadors or whatever in different countries? Like you have their own like little offices areas? You know what I mean? Yeah. Have you heard of just certain people in certain areas are having this? They're getting nauseated and getting sick and vomiting and being basically airlifted back to the States. But it's not like everybody in the office. It's like only certain people all over the world. Pretty messed up. Bart, guess we're going to have to put our tin caps on. Our tinfoil caps. I wonder if that'll keep up from zapping our brains and make us puke. Maybe. Here's another one up your alley, Bart. British Library's collection of obscene writings go online.
Yeah, this...
Private case of sexually explicit books dating back to 1658. That goes way back.
Yeah, I mean, this is a pretty good collection. So, first published in the 1740s, the Maryland books were written by different authors, all describing the female anatomy metaphorically as land ripe for exploration. Thomas Strutzer, who died in 1738, was the then anonymous author of A New Description of Maryland, credited in a 1741 edition to one Roger Fuquell. The author describes his quote unquote instrument as quote of a large radius, inferior to none, writing of how, to say the truth, the nature of the soil is very strange, so that if a man do but take a piece of it in his hand, 'twill cause, as it were, an immediate delirium, and make a man fall flat upon his face upon the ground, where if he had not a care, he may choose to lose a limb, swallowed up in a whirlpit.
Talking about his wiener and his sperm.
Yeah, exactly.
So obviously he doesn't want to have his own sperm in his hand. Well, at least we know he will not be ejaculating himself. No injections needed.
Exactly. Together with an 18th century directory of sex workers in the Covent Garden area of London, and violent erotic works of Marquis de Sade, the Maryland books are among the 2,500 volumes in the British Library's private collection.
Yeah, even back then they had 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, exactly.
But I doubt they had to sign contracts to get, like, beaten.
Yeah. Excuse me. There's essentially a series of cupboards in the keeper's room from the 1850s where a material that was deemed to be unsuitable was kept locked away, usually because of its obscene nature, so pretty much anything to do with sex at all.
So hence, just change what it is.
Yeah, so, and basically these are all hidden until about the 1960s.
That is, what, over 100 years difference? 110 years yeah. of hiding? It's insane that the books would date it back that far. I mean, it doesn't shock
me. No, it does. It does not.
Yeah, it says the collection dates back to 1658 with the book Rare Variety. The Cabinet of Venus Unlocked and Her Secrets Laid. Open the Double Deer with very much intended. According to Smith, it also features 40 copies of John Cleland's 18th century novel Fanny Hill, or Memoirs of a Woman of Pleasure. Just considered to be the first pornographic novel written in the English language. Wow. Curious how these stories hold up today.
Yeah. They probably still do.
Have someone turn one of these into a Netflix movie?
Well, it says one of them, Teleny, or the Reverse of the Medal, is part of the collection, which tells the tragic relationship between a young Frenchman and a Hungarian pianist, often attributed to Oscar Wilde and members of his circle in the late 19th century. So this is basically the first male gay erotic fiction in English.
Wow. Well, this one up here, it's Memoirs of Dolly Morton, 1899 novel about the erotic adventures of a Quaker woman in the American South before the Civil War. Let's see, this is nowadays we are more used to erotica and fiction in general, including gay characters and storylines, but in the past this was pretty shocking. Teleny is one of the earliest works of male gay erotic fiction in the English and is particularly shocking at the Harris List of Covent Garden Ladies, meanwhile, is an 18th century pocketbook dictionary of women's sex workers in London that arranges its entries by name and address. Miss SPNCR, number 35 Newton Street, and also includes information about the woman's physical attributes. Miss SPNCR is never so good a companion as when a little livid with the juice of the grape. Huh. So alcohol?
Wine? Yeah.
And of Miss FRM from Berwick Street, it advances. She is now about 19, with a fair complexion of blue eyes, tall and elegant, made with well-formed projected bubbles that will, without being obliged to stays, keeps their original ground. Her parts below it adds are very conveniently adapted to any size. All of these works are pretty much written by men for men. It is to be expected, but looking back, that's when it's shocking how male dominated it is. Lack of female agency. Duh.
Yeah. I guess the private collection has been accessible to the public through the British Library's Rare Books Collection since the 60s, but because they're being digitized, the titles will now be available to a much wider audience via subscription to the libraries.
Damn it, we have to pay for like 150-plus-year-old sex, maybe?
Yeah.
I thought I lost you again. I'm like, crap.
They said, by digitizing it, we hope to make this collection visible and available as never before. Yeah. So this should, you know, instead of just looking up porn on the internet, now you can look up classic porn.
Oh, we have, wait, okay. Oh, I thought that was okay. The last one.
No, we got one more.
And I've seen a couple of them. I've seen another one where you can name a fish and feed it to a grizzly. This one is, the zoo will name a cockroach after your ex and feed it to a meerkat on Valentine's Day. Yeah, I think these meerkats are going to get fat. You are going to see a meerkat wobble. You think for certain people, Valentine is a sign of happiness. It is all about full of expensive meals, lovely flowers, luxurious time, and one of the best events. I call bullshit, bullshit, and bullshit. Because I would prefer home-cooked meal, I don't like dead flowers, and I kick his ass if he spent a lot of money.
Yeah.
On the other side, for some people, it is a reminder of love lost, time waste, and a very bad experience. Are you in the latter group? Where you have adverse memories in your past relationships? However, El Paso Zoo in Texas has an amazing gift for you. The zoo is presently doing a promotion where it permits anyone in the world to name a cockroach after an ex and then have it fed to America on Valentine's Day. The name of the event is called Quit Bugging Me. It is a live stream program, so everyone could get the results. Starting from February 11th, the names will be shown meerkat exhibit, and they expect their community to connect with this unusual primate. This is a fun way to get community involved in our daily enrichment activity. The meerkats love to get cockroaches as a snack, and what better way to celebrate Valentine's Day than feeding them a cockroach named after your ex? Like I said, they are going to get fat and they are going to wobble.
Yeah.
All of us have exes and we are still not over it. And it's a great way to get the community in and also get out a little bit of frustration. See, it would have been fun if you could actually take the cockroach, name it, and shove in the meerkat's face. But I guess you don't get to do that. What's a perfect Valentine's gift? Naming a cockroach after your ex. Message us your ex's name and we'll name a cockroach after them. We'll post names, first and last name initial, on February 11th here on Facebook. Watch on live meerkat webcam Valentine's Day and to see them being devoured. El Paso is not the only zoo which is trying to cash in on heartbreak for Valentine's Day. There is another event from Kent, England, where also name a cockroach after your ex for a small donation. However, roach won't be fed to a meerkat. Similar promotion will be running at the Bronx Zoo.
So I can almost guarantee they've got a hefty response to this.
Like I said, the meerkats are going to be wobbly. Wobble, wobble, wobble.
There. I did. This is an ingenious plan for a program.
Is that all of them? I guess so.
That's all of them, yeah.
Damn. I thought I OD'd on stories, and I guess I did. Craziness. Oh, well. But yeah, if you guys have any of your own crazy sex stories, let us know. Have you ever walked in the woods and seen people having sex, doing some crazy stuff? Maybe covered in blood, chanting to something, who knows?
And if you witness that, at least record it.
Picture.
At least to give to the cop.
Now, have you ever had sex with Bigfoot? Let us know. Have you ever had sex with an alien? Let us know. Better yet, won't you bring your other, your Bigfoot lover or your alien lover, bring them with you?
Yeah.
Let's get them on the show. It's 2019. Let's get them on the show. I want to hear from Bigfoot. I want to hear from aliens. Let me know. Come on. What do you say, Bart? Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything.
I don't care where you're from. I want to hear.
If you're from the stars, even better.
Yeah. No Men in Black. We don't care for the Men in Black. I may have to hide you in my crawl space. Same with the black eyed kids. They can hide in my crawl space. But yeah, if you guys have any stories, you know, if you're Bigfoot, if you're an alien or whatever, contact us. If you slept with one, contact us. We would like to meet them. We are part of WeBeGeeksPC.com, TangentBellNetwork.com. We are on Facebook, Twitter, mostly Facebook, and that's where all these stories will be. To public if you have like to get merch. But yeah, contact us. Let us know what you guys think. Another rabbit hole. So what do you say, Bart?
I'd say another good show.
But no, another slight PSA. This one, because you know me, I'm pretty bad. Don't look at Facebook while you're recording because stuff pops. I think we have the superhero in the making. Man dies after falling into tank of sulfuric acid. A worker at a pipe supply company died after falling into a vat of sulfuric acid. How? Don't you have lids on those things?
There should be.
Identified man was rushed to the hospital after falling into the acid on Saturday afternoon. According to law enforcement officers, the acid was at least 160 degrees. Ow, when the man fell into the tank. There is no word how long the man had been in the acid before he was pulled out or how he fell. Was it a dare? Was it... I don't know. Good God. Ow. Huh. Bart, I don't think I should be reading to Facebook right now.
No, you shouldn't.
I got a good meme, though. It says, nude psychic readings and tax advice. This fits. Here, I'll save this. I'll save this picture and send it.
Okay.
I'll just do it. This just fits you. This just fits. Like I said, I just get in trouble. I'll just send this to you on Facebook. Say, this is what happens. Crazy, 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 crazy stuff. Just don't do it. Don't do it. What do you think? Another good one?
I'd say another good show. Yeah.
You have any crazy you want to add before we call it a night?
I think I'm good.
I think we okay?
Yeah.
Speaking of crazy, I had a lady get lost in my work. Couldn't figure out where the parking deck was.
Yeah, not in that building.
Nope. All she had to do was turn around and go through a door, and then she asked me, "How to work the stairs?" Yeah, it's a fun. So good night.
See everyone next week.
See everyone next week for some more crazy rabbit holes.